The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samachay. If one goes to a hotel for a weekend, either alone or with a simcha together with a group, one thing that has to be kept in mind is to take care of being able to carry from your room to the hallways and vice versa. If there are two or more yidden eating in private rooms, or in different rooms, because of mokum pita goyim, that's why he's told in eating, then schiris from the goyish guest will have to be done. What's the process of the schiris in the hotel? Does one have to go to each goy on the floor privately, or is there an easier way? So this is touched upon in today's daf. The Gemara says, Rish Lakish b'talmidei Rav Chanina went to a pundit, they went to an inn, and were going to stay there for Shabbos. Before Shabbos, the seicher was not there, only the masker. And the shaila was, can they rent straight from the masker? The Gemara says, Kol heichad le motzi misalik le, anything. If the case was that the masker didn't have the right to evict the seicher, because the masker retains no ownership to be able to rent it to us. Ki tabayile, the motzi misalik le. And the maskana of the Gemara is, the fact that he can evict the tenant, that's enough to be able to be seicher shus straight from the masker. What's the gedder of lo motzi misalik le? Rashi says, if he's not able to evict him until the end of the lease, that's already called lo motzi misalik le, and the masker doesn't have the reshus, doesn't have enough reshus in this place to go in and masker it to us, to be seicher to us. So that could lead itself to say that if he could be misalik him, even for a negligence, that would give him bialis. The poiskim though write, only if he can be misalikim b'chol eish sheyirtze, mashma even for no good reason. Now, in modern day hotels, there is definitely a clause in the contract that they reserve the right to evict the tenant, the renter, at their discretion. But can they do that to no good reason, or only for reckless behavior, or the such? And even if they can technically be misalik people at any given time without reason, it probably would not happen due to fear of a lawsuit, especially when it comes to a minority group. Then they'll come with claims of being a racist, and it won't look good for them. So let's assume that the hotel is considered lo motzi misalik. So if so, is there another eitza rather than going to every single guy on the floor to be seicher? Because the Gemara seems to say that in such a case, one cannot go to the masker. So let's dissect this into different scenarios. If one knows ahead of time about his upcoming hotel stay, for instance, he's planning a Shabbos Sheva Brachas in the hotel, and they're not going to be renting the whole hotel. Someone is going to be up for rentals for Goyim also, or for anyone that comes. So in such a case, what one can do is when you meet with the hotel's manager weeks before to rent the hotel, give him then also an extra dollar and be seicher l'reshus for Shabbos. Because the schiris transaction for renting the hotel, for moving in, that doesn't suffice. Rather, one needs a separate schiris to be able to misalik the guy, l'inyan Shabbos, l'inyan Erev. That's a beferish ramah in the Siman Shimpei Beis, Sif Aleph, and that comes from the Or Zeruah. So one may ask, though, how will this help? How will it help to go to the manager before the people move in, when the hotel later on rents out these rooms to the goyim? Then the seicher nachrim, these goyim, when they move in, they would answer, and we didn't do schiris from them, and we can't do schiris from the masker for them. So how does this work going beforehand? So, for this, We could look in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in the Shimpei Beis Sifches says, coming from the Jewish Ramban, that if you're soicher from a goy, and then the goy goes and rents his house to a different nochri, the reason is, one can't double book, so to say. Once he was soicher, there is shus that these rooms have in the chotzer, when he rents out these rooms to somebody else, then the rental will inevitably come minus these rights in the chotzer. The question is, what about well-planned out travelers who have already booked to come to the hotel for this weekend well before your meeting with the manager? Does your chius from the manager take care of them as well? And how about if they already paid for their stay at the time of the booking? After some research, it seems that in international law, reservations does not give any ownership. It's merely looked upon as a preferred list that if the hotel is going to be open for business and renting out rooms on that specific day, then they will gladly give you the opportunity to rent a room before someone who didn't put in a request. It's not binding, which is why there's an opportunity to cancel without a fee. A proof to this is, you can never get them to promise you connecting rooms when making a reservation. They just put it in as a request to be fulfilled, subject to availability at the time of check-in. This is a clear proof. This is to show that the rental is done when one actually checks in. So all this is good. All this is an etza for a pre-planned stay, to go to the manager beforehand and rent out from him, and then when the guy move in, they don't have their shoes. They don't have that shoes to go and ask of the yidden. What about last minute vacation? How are you soicher then? Let's analyze the hotel rental bechlal. When one rents a room, part of the agreement is for them to provide the renter with the different services and amenities. For instance, they're required to have the room cleaned up and made up daily. The chayra, that makes them as if they are working for all the renters of the rooms, to act as a cleaning agency. We already learned earlier in the parak that you don't have to go dafka to the goy himself that lives there. Rather, you can even go to his schir lekitoy. You could go to his worker. If so, it seems sensible to say that we can rent from the manager, not as a masker, not b'tayrus a going to the owner over the seicher, but rather you could go to the manager b'tayrus schir lekitoy. Even though he's not going to be the one that's actually cleaning the room, but he's in charge of making sure that it gets done. And if he wants to, he can get someone else to clean the room for him. But that's his prerogative. He's our Tzchir L'Kitayim to make sure that certain things get done in the room. So that will be an Eitza. As a side note, one doesn't have to feel awkward doing Tzchir to the manager, because any hotel that has had Jewish groups, or even a hotel in an area that's a popular vacation site for Yidden, from a Yidden, and they're all experienced with this. They all know what you're talking about, and they all know what has to be done. Now, the procedure of schiris when you go to the hotel is simple. You just go to the manager or to someone that will listen to you, and you give them a dollar or so. And you say, I'd like to rent any part of the premises that will interfere with my rights to carry on the Sabbath. You could also say that this has no legal ramifications. It's only a halachic requirement or a requirement of the Jewish law. After that, relax and enjoy your vacation.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.